sell them or doctor them or vaccinate them or cut them, anything. You can just, you got three compartments that you can put them in.
Well,
and stand upon a platform and put them in every one of them, you know. Just don't have to get out on the ground. Of course, you have to get on the ground to put them in that load chute and run them through there. And they got a deal in there that you could, if you want to brand one or doctor it or anything you want to do to it, give it a worm medicine, a pill, anything. You got a deal there just as you start through there. Think they're going on through, and you got a lever you can jerk down. It'll clamp around the neck and hold them plumb still there where they can't go nowhere. And then you can give them worm medicine, or you can brand them, or anything you want to. They call that it's just a thing to hold them still, you know. And they won't know they're going through that. It's just, it'll open up, you see. And it's got a lever on it and some straps there, some iron straps. And when you jerk that lever down, it'll close around the neck. And now they just caught.
It's holding them.
And it takes a pretty good hand. He has to have his eyes open. The man is catching them. If you don't even miss one, you know, because he comes, a lot of time they come through in a hurry. And I got a nephew, just an expert. I mean, that cow come tearing through there, and Roy, 99 times out of 100, he'll get her. I don't care how fast she's coming. He's just an expert on it. He keeps his eyes open and right on his job all the time, you know. And it's handy to handle them that way. And then we got a loading chute. We can bring them through all those cutting chutes. And as it opens the gate, it goes into the loading chute. And the loading chute just slopes right up to your truck bed. And just run them right to that load chute, right on the end truck, shut your end gates and gone, you know. It's handy. You don't have to be handling them by hand, you know. Used to, you'd have to rope them and pull them in the trucks and mess around with them. It's just a terrible job to load a load of cattle to carry to market.
That sounds like a nice system you got.
Well, it is. It's a good system. I patented it to somebody else that had built one that I liked. And I went and looked at it, and then I had the boys to make it like that.
Yesterday you mentioned that you had hogs.
Hogs?
Yes,
I used to. I used to raise lots of hogs. I made a lot of money of buying and selling hogs and butchering hogs. I believe I used to make more off of hogs than I did cattle when I was dealing with cattle, buying cattle, killing hogs. And I fed out hogs for several years. I'd have self-feeders and buy feed and put in those self-feeders. I'd buy those old poor hogs,
yes,
buy them pretty cheap, and I'd feed one so high then, I'd feed them and then sell them.
Well, where would you keep them?
Oh, I had a lot right up here, of course, where the boys feed out of cave now. I had a lot up there. I keep those hogs, just a run-around lot there with a big water hole in it where they could waller and drink and just eat and drink and get fat. That's all they had to do, eat, drink, and get fat. We'd vaccinate them and worm them and everything, try to get them in pretty good shape when we put them in there, you know, so they would fatten good. Especially vaccinate them. You sure want to vaccinate a hog, because the hog take a hog collar and just clean you out. They have a disease that hogs take sometimes, and it'll just clean out a whole bunch.
Well,
and then I'd butcher those hogs. There's a local market at town that used to. They didn't get stuff in them trucks out of these packing companies. They'd buy our stuff around here locally. And man, I'd butchered as high as six or seven hogs in one day here at home and carried to town, you know. I butchered, I think, seven one day for one market man up there. Well, that is, carrying that many for one day.
Well, when you did that, that place where you kept them, a lot, is that what you meant, Clark?
Yeah.
Well, did it have any shelter or anything for them?
No, you didn't need no shelter, no hog.
What did you have in there for them to feed in?
A self-feeder, a thing that they could eat in. And they had a big old wooden thing that was built that you could pull your feet into the top. It had a top on it so it wouldn't rain in it. And the place where they ate out down at the bottom had flaps on it and a big board that covered that up down there. It couldn't rain in there either. And the hog would have sense enough and learn to lift that up and eat. And then when he had quit eating, the flap would fall back down and cover up the trough. It didn't rain it. You'd have it right out open. It wouldn't rain in it. You know, it just, because it had that thing there to fasten on there with straps. And he'd raise it up with his nose and eat all he wanted. And he'd go down, he'd go down, root it up again when he wanted to go back to eat, other than. And so it's handy, you know. A hog got a lot of sense. They're not considered to have much sense, but they got a lot of sense anyway.